Coonad with the fiery lips, potato chips, great pumpkin. Coonad with the fiery lips, potato chips, great pumpkin.
We now begin a dialogue in a process where two great scholars are discussing in the 75th hour the lore, the myth, the scientificalness of the great pumpkin.
The great pumpkin. Great pumpkin can fly. He has toys as presents for all of his children. Still, if you're not one of his children, you're left at a
6:46 p.m. Owl King. There are a lot of pumpkin kids out there. Owl King. Ask Father Crump when he shows up. 6:47 p.m. Owl King. He's one of them, I think.
6:47 p.m. McFing. Snoopy mocks and laughs cruelly at Linus's beliefs. I'm studying the Great Pumpkin. Always thought of it, him, as a god as a kid. 6:47 p.m. McFing. Need to learn more. 6:49 p.m. McFing. Lucy resorts to violence and threats. 6:52 p.m. McFing. Charlie Brown's little sister, whom I don't even remember existed, loves Linus and believes the Great Pumpkin is real. But Charlie Brown comes over to cock block Linus and threaten him to leave his sister alone.
6:54 p.m. Owl King. Sally.
6:59 p.m. McFing. They sing pumpkin carols. 6:59 p.m. McFing. Not on the show, but Linus, the artist, dreamer, amongst the crew mentions it. 7:03 p.m. McFing. Painful rejection scene. Leaving Linus Christ-like alone in a pumpkin patch under the full moon, grinning with love and faith. 7:07 p.m. McFing. The Great Pumpkin's values are revealed. He hates and rejects hypocrisy, and he loves sincerity.
7:12 J-Wolf.
Ha! Ha!
7:12 p.m. Charlie Brown seems punished hardest for his sins. On a trick-or-treat candy run, the others get good and tasty treats. He only gets rocks. For he threatened Linus and tried to stand in the way of Linus's love for his little sister.
7:12 p.m.
J-Wolf. Really?
7:13 p.m. McFing. Stoned with rocks emotionally. He don't like our stupid costume, Brown. You can't hide being a loser for too many eye holes, sheet, ghost, ghost sheet. p.m. McFing. Linus a martyr for his faith. But at midnight, Linus and Sally have ritual sex in the pumpkin patch to summon the great pumpkin. 7:21 p.m. McFing. At the Halloween party, the girls are filling Charlie Brown with hope of love and acceptance, only to pull another cruel, mentally castrating prank on him. They don't even laugh, for he is below their notice now the fun's done. Charlie crawls away, deeply hurt inside, drinking more punch, trying to drown his pain. Soon in life, that punch will be whiskey. 7:22 p.m. McFing. Snoopy, tired and ragged, walking through a war-torn landscape. A blighted landscape. Everything's blown up, burn up, or dead looking. 7:23 p.m. McFing. Barely able to make it. Near to crawling now. So hungry, so thirsty, so tired, so thirsty. No life, nowhere. Just bombed out buildings. Bodies torn apart. Burnt fields, ruined crops.
7:25 J-Wolf. Okay. 7:25 J-Wolf. Microsift broke Skype for real. 7:26 p.m. J-Wolf. Wait. McFing, you are watching a Halloween special?
7:27 p.m. Here's a shocker. Snoopy finally makes it to the bombed-out city, still being shelled. He dodges rifle fire and climbed up the walls of a large house. The only light anywhere to be seen. He crawls through the window. It's a fucking Halloween party! Kids are drunk, yelling, laughing, having a good time. Even Charlie Brown is happy. He drank a lot of booze. 7:27 p.m. McFing. Yes, watching It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, to learn of the great pumpkin. 7:30 p.m. McFing. trans species sex scene, where they make love to apples in a big metal tub. But it's Snoopy's big dog cock that goes into Lucy's mouth. Snoopy loved it. Healed the post-traumatic stress disorder he was getting. But Lucy, she's spitting, puking, drinking whiskey straight, trying to get the taste of dog cock snot out of her mouth. Another shocking scene, and that really makes you think.
Seven thirty-one p.m. J-Wolf. What? What? 7:31 p.m. J-Wolf. Are you kidding? Snoopy dog cock.
Seven thirty-one p.m. McFing. I'm just following the children's cartoon special as it unfolds. 7:34 p.m. McFing. Emotional healing shamanistic scene. Snoopy, all fucked up like everybody else, goes into a spirit journey to Linus's shamanic trance music, finds the hurts of his life, cries, screams, gets past emotional blocks. Now we see him renewed, strong, hitting the blasted landscape and sneaking into the pumpkin patch. Seven:36 p.m. McFing. Sally is now confronting Linus. He never amounted to anything. His god is not real. She didn't get any candy. No booze, no dope at the party. She has burned her rep. And will now be called Flaky Girl at school. Never to become popular because of her love and her faith for a fool. Heavy emotions. Linus still has his head halfway in heaven, and he is hearing her telling her to keep the faith. Believe in me. Believe in the flying pumpkin with tentacles. Seven:41 p.m. McFing. Snoopy rustles through the pumpkins, and Linus thinks it's his lord. Screaming in ecstatic excitement, he swoons as Snoopy rises from the patch, all black shadow. And we hear a spirit howling sound, somewhere between a wolf and a theremin. Linus falls into a vision-filled stupor. Seven:43 p.m. McFing. I think that Linus knows how to make pumpkin drugs to get him into a deep, visionary, spiritual state. Sally is probably on them too, or on a step-down version. 7:47, McFing. Another painful scene. Sally gives up. She breaks up with Linus and crushes him with cruel words. There is no God, she screams. You fucking piece of shit, she screams. She kicks holes in some of his pumpkins, making sure he don't get visited by the GP this year, just to break him down even lower. Each word is like a stab wound, leaving jagged emotional scars in his back brain. 7:49 p.m. McFing. And she's a shallow bitch. She complains about material things. She gave up for the love and the patch. The yearly fucking patch ritual to get the energies up and summon the great pumpkin. And this is the first year Linus didn't have to jack off alone amongst the pumpkins. A sexual union between two or more sends more energy. PM. McFing. She even roughs him up, kicking him while he's down. He just lays there and takes it.
PM. J-Wolf. Aren't they a bit too young to fuck? McFing. Now Linus blasphemes at last and cries and wails in regret, begging forgiveness from the great pumpkin. But he receives none. His faith is tested and has proved lacking. Linus is left a broken man. PM. McFing. They represent the everyone, each an archetype of the dozen or less kinds of people. It's all symbolism and an allegory for people on the full walk of life. 7:55 p.m. McFing. Even though displayed as kids, they are everyone who has, who will, who does live. PM. J-Wolf. Archetypes.
8:02 p.m. McFing. Is the only tender moment so far. Linus has been crying for hours. the night suspended in time, hanging on. And on long after the others have munched a bunch of candy and gone to bed of literally having sweet dreams, Linus suffers and is finally sleeping in a patch, shivering teeth, clacking feverish and near death. And Lucy gets up and checks on Linus. His bed is unslept in. She finds him in the pumpkin patch and helps him get home to his bed. She even takes off his shoes. This is the only kind act Lucy, a homicidal psychopath, has ever known to have done. It's a sign of from the Great Pumpkin. He compelled her to save Linus from fever death in a patch. For it turns out the Great Pumpkin does have a heart. Somewhere amongst all that vegetable muck inside. Thing. The film ends with Charlie calling the pumpkin religion a false religion, and Santa Claus is the one and only true God. Linus goes into a long, angry rant. He declares he shall die for the GP and the upcoming holy war. Roll credits.
Post note. There is a strong connection between the Great Pumpkin and he who walks behind